So you are not self-made. You didn't feed yourself to be where you are, right? So you were made by a system. So if you want to change, or if anything has to happen in your life, it's the system. It's the system around you. It's your entourage. Yes, so welcome to this conversation. As I keep saying, Salon 3 is a conversation. It's a platform for growth. And because it's a platform for growth, I want to share my experience. I want to share what I know. I want to have some guests to share, but I also want to learn from you. So again, as I start, I want to start by appreciating people that always send us feedback and telling us the topics that they like, the topics that they would want to hear, but also the format they like, what they want to see more on the podcast, and then what they also want to change. So shukran. So today, I have a different topic. I've been thinking on something that I wanted to share. And when I was thinking about it, it made me actually travel to my past. So as I'm recording the podcast today, it's on a Saturday. And yesterday was Friday on Assumption Day. So I want to make this so that you know when you hear it, you know that there was some time in between when I was talking about this. But I got curious to go to visit my childhood place. And as people know, I'm a kid from Nyamirambo. And I've lived in two main locations in Nyamirambo. And then yesterday, I took a time to go to visit one of the neighborhoods, so where I spent a lot of my childhood, my teenagehood. And when I was in that neighborhood, one, I was really surprised to see how much didn't change in the neighborhood, and how a few things also changed. It was quite a very emotional journey for me to be in that location, and it really, really took me back when I was 7 and 8. But one of the things that I was thinking about when I was on that journey was the person I thought I was going to be when I was young and the person I am today. Two completely different things, completely different. And I realized that it was not even just a jump from one thing to another. It has been a journey. It has been a journey of adaptation on day to day. The person I think I will be tomorrow sometimes is different to the person I think I want to be today. So the reason, it got me thinking on how we can have this conversation about life not being a really a linear path as what we think that usually life is, right? So I think as all kids, I used to think I'll be a doctor, at least until primary 5. And then when I was in primary 5, I realized how much actually I have horror of blood. And if people who knows me, they know that my hands shake. And I don't know if it's a disorder, but I was born like this. And those two things made me question if I actually still want to be a doctor. I mean, a medical doctor. One, I have a phobia or horror of blood. And then second, I don't think I can do an operation. Because if you have shaky hands, I don't even think that I can do an injection to someone. So from that time, I started thinking, okay, if I can't be a doctor, what else can I be, right? But again, as a kid who grew up in a neighborhood where that necessary, by the way, you don't see many people who will inspire you to be a doctor or an engineer. You see all other sort of things. I started getting confused. Again, I was in primary 5. I didn't know much about life. But I kept going on, right? Until I went in secondary school. And then the secondary school, again, still I didn't know what I wanted to do, I think. And my dad asked me to do mathematics. Because, say, mathematics is good. When you do mathematics, you can be anything, right? was like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And then went in senior four in mathematics, failed terribly. And then I decided that I cannot do mathematics and physics. I wanted to do something else. And then I chose to do computer science. So when I was in computer science, that's high school, I felt like I wanted to be the biggest computer scientist in the country. Like, if someone say, who is the best engineer or best coder, I wanted that person to be Malik. Until I graduated high school and I realized that I actually do not want to code. I hate coding. And then I did so many things in my life. To the point that sometimes when people ask me my CV or when they ask me everything I've done in my life, they're like, what haven't you done, right? So I've done photography, I've done interior design, I've done events, I've worked in corporate organization, I've done business operations, so much, honestly. And then I got to understand that sometimes it's not what we think we will be. Sometimes it's what life gives us. Right? Because I grew up in a sense of one trying to understand adaptability. How do you actually adapt on life? So today you are this and circumstances happened and you have to change and then do something else, right? And I remember when I graduated in high school, the first ever professional job I had was to be a teacher. Because only, again, I never thought that I would be a teacher. In that sense, especially teaching in high school, teaching the same student that you were in the same class or in the same dormitory. And then when my head school called me and say, we want to give you a job and the job is to be a teacher, I was like, huh. Well, I didn't have anything as an hesitation to say no. So immediately I was like, yes, I can do it. So then I went to school. And then I did that. I guess it was okay. I've never been told off or never got a letter that I was not good in my job. But then until someone else spotted me in the school and say, hey, there is this other job that we think you can do. I was like, oh yeah, good. And then I found myself from being a computer scientist to a teacher to then jumping into a whole new industry, which was creative art industry. So where I helped back then to set an institution in Rwanda that was coming to Rwanda to support Rwandan creatives and artists. And then since then, my life has continued to change in that way. And then some of the decision professionally were the decision actually I knew and I purposefully made a pivot. Like I remember when I moved from NGO world to corporate, I made a shift, a purposeful shift to actually move from branding and marketing to do a business operation. Because I realized that I've done everything I could have done in that industry, then I could go and do something else. Then I tried to find a job. Thankfully, I found a job. But what I'm talking here is, it's those things that they say when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right? So I've really tried to make those type of adjustments in life to get to where I am today. So the reason I'm talking about this, which may not even make sense to so many people today, is that life is not a linear path, right? Life changes. And then quite often, we human have an issue of adaptability because you've spent so much time of your life thinking that you want to be a person A. If you get to any circumstance that makes you think that you cannot be the person A, you get a setback, right? You forget to think that, oh, maybe this is an opportunity to actually change and then be a different person. So we, most of the time, we lack adaptability. And I think that the most successful people in the world, professionally, business-wise, are the people that actually have adaptability. Because your mind, if you build your mind to adapt to any situation, it helps you to become a better person, right? And it's not really about confusion. as most of the time people think that it's a confusion. And by the way, it's okay to be confused as well. If you know that you are confused, please go ahead and get confused. But always think that life would never be linear. Life would never be one line. So we'll have bumps. So when you get to any bump, how do you adapt, right? If you've thought that you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to sell, I don't know, you want to open a coffee shop. What happens if you cannot run a coffee shop? What else can you do, right? So don't feel stuck. Don't feel boxed. I'm usually against those people who say think out of the box, because I don't see a box anyway. But don't try to put yourself in a bubble where you feel like if this doesn't happen, something else won't happen, because life is not like that. So now the question is, how do you make, how can you not think in a linear way? How do you open your mind to flexibility? So that's where I want us to go. So there's a few things we need to think about, right? Change is good. The number one thing I can tell people, change is good. Change is never a bad thing, because change makes you make a shift in life, right? Oh, by the way, I don't think we like people that stay constant, right? Sometimes we feel like constant, people who stay constant is a good thing, but you want it or you do not want it, you're gonna change, right? You're gonna grow. You'll be 20 years today, and then in the next 5 years, you'll be 25. So you cannot be the same person, right? You may want to do the same thing as what you're doing in the last 5 years, but you'd never be the same person. So because your life is going to change, your body is going to change, your brain is going to change, the way you think is going to change, your environment is going to change, the people around you will change. So it's always good to think that actually change is a good thing. So now, how do you actually live with that change is what is important, right? So how do you reflect on what is changing to your life today and build something else around it? Yeah? Maybe this is too hypothetical in a sense. Again, if I can give a personal example, a few months ago, I decided to stop everything I was doing and then go to focus on one thing, and then go to focus on being an entrepreneur. Because in my entire life, I've always been an entrepreneur, and I've always combining entrepreneurship and full-time jobs. So I get to a point where I realize, yes, I can continue to do this. But the situation, the problem here is I would not make any of that strong. So I'm not giving 100% of the people that give me a full-time salary. But equally, I'm not giving 100% on my company that actually need 100% of me, right? And if you've worked in corporate or other organization, leadership organization for so long, it's very easy to get comfortable with a salary. And that's so scary to leave, to actually say, oh, goodbye to a comfortable, good salary. And then you go to live a very uncomfortable entrepreneurship life where you don't know if you're going to make the next living in the next month. You don't know if you're going to find rent. You don't know if you have salaries for your employees, etc. It's really, really very uncomfortable decision to make. But deep down, I knew it was the right decision to make. Is it going to be the right decision the next 2 years, in the next 5 years? I don't know. Is it the right decision to make today? Yes. I'm actually going to shamelessly say, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, I can go back where I was. No, I won't, right? Because we need to give ourselves time to adapt or get to that change, right? But we also have to be flexible to understand that if what you're going for doesn't work, it's actually okay to change your mind again. It's okay to reset, right? We just need to understand that even if it's okay to reset, it's okay to push. But again, understand, when is the right time to reset? When is the right time should I think that I need to reflect on myself? So quite often people do it in different way. Some people like to do this as a calendar year, where every time there is like new year, new me, it's time to reflect, it's time to change. I don't believe in new year, new me. I'm sure it works for some people, but I've I've seen very few people that actually knew you and knew me works. But I do believe that every single person should have a time that they reset. It doesn't, you don't have to wait to December. It can be January, it can be February, it can be May, it can be today, it can be every day. As long as you think you have time or personal time to think of who you are and question yourself if you are in the right path, if you want to continue that way, or actually if you need to make some adjustment, right? And that can be any time. It doesn't really have to be end of the year. It doesn't have to be on your birthday, right? It has to be what works for you. So remember, what works for me is not what works for you. It may also not necessarily be what works for someone else. The second thing that I want to talk about life not being a linear path is, where do we get our inspiration? It's really, really important. So I have seen people that want to be like someone. It's great to be inspired. It's always great to want to be, right? But how? So, but my constant push is to always ask myself why and how, right? There is something that I may like about someone who inspires me, but I don't want to be like you. I do not want your personality. Maybe I want the way you do something. So it's really very important to understand your true north and understand, what do you want to get from different people? How do you want to learn from a person A? And how do you want, and then also what you don't like about another person, right? Another example is Elon Musk is the most contradicting person in the world, right? He is sometimes my favorite person. I don't necessarily agree with everything he does, especially the politics. But one thing that I personally really learned from Elon Musk is this guy is one of the richest person in the world, and he is a CEO of top three or not top five richest company in the world. So what I tell myself is, if Elon Musk can do this, I can do it, because we are same people. So now, in that case, for me, is to learn the way he does, the way he's like a CEO of three companies, right? But it does not necessarily mean that I need to speak like him, I need to behave like him, etc., right? I just need to look at this person and then pick one thing that is really important for me to learn about this person. Yeah? And then also, speaking of inspiration, by the way, it's not always that the people we think that are successful are the people that we should learn from. So I believe, personally, I believe that the best class that one can be in is to meet people. And any person, it could be a house manager, it could be a gate man somewhere, it could be someone who works at a petrol station. You just need a little bit of time to understand where this person is coming from. What are they talking about? That's really, really, really important. And if you look at people's life in general, you'd find that there's no such a thing as a linear life that exists. But if you really take time to see how people have been adapting, building from point A to point B, moving life like puzzles, right? It's quite really important. And then you'll realize that you'll have something that you pick from a person A, you have something that you pick from another person you've met yesterday, from a kid that you've had an interaction with. It's everything. It's how we adapt to the situation, and then how we adapt to the world and the people we actually meet in. As we are talking about life not really being linear, there is three things that we should consider, right? So one is, your dream can change. It's okay for the dream to change, right? And then second is also, life, the situation change, right? But what doesn't change is the values. Your values should never change, because that's what makes you who you are, right? So what does this mean? It means that you can dream to be a person A today, you can dream to be a doctor, you can dream to be anything you are dreaming. But your dreams will change because you are growing. You are meeting different situations. So you went to school and you could not have afford a particular school that would have made you a person A, right? Or your dream was to be a CEO, but you grew up and you realized that actually you're not a really good leader. You're very technical. So things happen in life that can change your dream, right? And situation happens. Sometimes they're not good situations, right? So that is really, really important. Second is, speaking of situation, it's not just about dream, it's how you grew up, where you are. Things happens in different way. So we live in a world that is really, really competitive. So sometimes I tell people that I'm not where I am today because I am the hardest working person in my entourage. I didn't get everything I've gotten because I was even the first in my class. I think that I was in the right place at the right time. So I used all my capability that I could have used, but I was also a God believer. There was blessings and guidance from God that I've gotten that matched the person I was working for and the blessings and the direction I was getting from God. So if you believe in God, that is a good way to look at things. If you don't, then also you have to look at the mother nature. Because if you don't believe in God, at least you believe in Mother Nature, and then Mother Nature will make you be in a certain location. So, and those situation changes, right? But one thing doesn't change. Your core values, your core principles should never change, right? The how you do things, the how you think, what you respect, your values should never change, right? Unless if you want to change from bad values to good values, I don't know. But I believe that core principles of people should really never change. But if you have great principles, it gives you really a way to deal with life. It gives you ways to think that my dream has changed. The person I wanted to be today, tomorrow is not the person, it's not going to be possible. But what are my guiding value? What is my true north that would make me to change and adapt from this situation to the other situation, right? And it's very unfortunate because most people's life or dreams turns around money, right? And it's great, money is good. With money, it helps us to do everything else. Money gives you whatever you need, let me say so. But money is not the most important things in your life. Your values, the human you are, is the most important thing in your life. Everything else can change. Your values, your personality, your core should never change. As I close this very small conversation, I want us to think about something, right? So the change we want to see in our life does not necessarily depend with us. It's a whole system, right? So you can change, you can adapt to any dream you want, but also the system you're in has to change. So why am I talking about this? It's because I am one of those people, again, who really strongly believe that self-made as a word is very overrated, right? There's no such a thing as a self-made. How are you self-made, right? So to start with, you were made by a woman and a man, right? So you are not self-made. You didn't feed yourself to be where you are, right? So you were made by a system. So if you want to change or if anything has to happen in your life, it's the system. It's the system around, it's your entourage. So what does this mean? You can work hard, you can come from point A to point B with less support, but there will be support, right? So you need to recognize that you cannot grow alone. You cannot change alone. If you want to change your community, change your system. It's really, really important. If your dreams are being built, help other people to build their dreams. Because your alone dream would never get you to anywhere. And then also really, as I close, I would want to close with this quote that says, "The person I want to be tomorrow is still being written, so yours." Thank you for listening. See you next time.